This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a treatment. It is a solvent. It is a lubricant. And what its speciality is it'll take a weapon and make it that much more combat effective by keeping it in a very high state of readiness. Check them out at froglube.com. I was born in 1961. I never existed in the golden age. But I wish I had. The golden age used to be like gun owners. The golden age used to be noble. I grew up, though, watching some of those movies. I never got to see them on Broadway or musical theater. But I've seen South Pacific. I've seen Peter Pan, Oklahoma, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. I actually have a distant relative that was in that movie. Oklahoma, as I said, that's My Fair Lady, Camelot, Porgy and Bess, Showboat, Brigadoon, West Side Story, The Sound of Music, Paint Your Wagon. Same guy that was in Seven Brides was in West Side Story, Russ Tamblyn. In those musicals, the soundtracks were memorable. The songs were memorable. Every lyric made sense. They were literate. They were grammatically correct. The stories had substance. They were often historical or based on great literature. And they were all truly great. You could walk out of the theater humming those timeless melodies these days. Those days, though, are over. Even though I try to relive them every day, I listen to the 40s channel on Sirius XM. Along with the incredible technological changes since the 1950s has come the postmodern social and cultural change, equally as cataclysmic for the world of theater. Take, for example, this thing called Fun Home, currently on stage in L.A. It's based on the graphic novel by Alison Bechdel, she was born a year before me, about growing up in her dysfunctional family in a small town in Pennsylvania. Her father is a closeted gay man, and she realizes she's a lesbian once she's in college at Oberlin. It is an award-winning production and is called a musical. Except it isn't musical. There's not a single memorable motif, let alone a memorable song. See, melody is banned from musicals these days. Perhaps the fear is that a melody may interfere with the deathless prose. You know, it used to be that we would see something like that and we would rush out and buy the soundtrack. Do you remember going to the record store? I used to love going to the record store. No record stores anymore. Well, there's a few. Let me rephrase that. There are a few of them, but precious few. And we have also not properly understood the lyrics, you know, too many words, too many notes. Fun Home is an exercise in forced voyeurism. The main character is a talented cartoonist who chose to spill the intimate details of her family's tortured history onto the pages of her graphic novel. No such thing as modesty, privacy, or class in this new world that she presents. The play is very typical of this new world we inhabit. The more descriptive, the more emotionally graceless, the more personal details, no matter how revealing or discomfiting, the more likely to be gobbled up by the intelligentsia as artistic brilliance. As for the music that comes from this, it must not be very good or even remotely memorable. Then add to this recipe a subject matter rooted in race, class, or gender, especially homosexuality, and the theater-going public responds with wild abandon. Their support of the play will prove their progressiveness, their acceptance of the new American culture, in which no personal private suffering or tragedy is off limits for public exhibition. See Fun Home in L.A. is to be catapulted into the present theatrical environment, like finding yourself in a university class on the scourge of white men or the primacy of race when you just wanted to study Shakespeare. But don't think that this new alternative in playwriting isn't selling somewhere. For Fun Home, the theater is packed, mostly with older people because they can afford the tickets and it's a matinee. And at the end of the play, the audience leaps to its feet to cheer the play with joyous abandon. Are they trying to prove to their seatmates how hip and wonderful they are because they dare not admit it was awful? Or did they really enjoy it? And that's very hard to say. Nothing about this woman's betrayal of her family bothers them a bit. For 2 hours, with no intermission, the theatergoers have surveilled the life of an unhappy young woman and watched her family disintegrate while she survives intact and successful. Time will tell if the very young child actors in the play, the young Allison and her two brothers, will grow up sane, having had their childhood stolen from them for fame and money. After the play, they were in the lobby soliciting donations for the LGBT causes. What is it about our culture today that demands not only the revelation of all things sexual, but the normalization of all things sexual, no matter how negligible? And this is not to say that gay people are negligible or that sexuality is negligible. Gay people as a number is a very small segment of society. They should be loved and valued and cherished like any other human on this planet. No one discounts their contributions to every aspect of our intellectual, scientific, and normal life. But must their sexuality be front and center in our culture so far out of proportion to their numbers? And it's actually too late to even argue about that. It already is. And by objecting to the unmemorable music and sexual content of such entertainment, you would be pronounced guilty of racism, homophobia, the usual indictment of anyone who opposes the airing of all things sexual as spectacle. The days of classic American musical theater are to be cherished and revered, but they brought a lot of pleasure to those of us that have seen them or seen, you know, renditions of them. But not even Hamilton today comes close to the quality and brilliance that Rodgers and Hammerstein and Lerner and Lowe and Jerome Kern and Gershwin and their colleagues gave to the world, as well as the choreographers and orchestrators. There's no Gene Kelly. There's no Fred Astaire. There's no Ginger Rogers. Do you want to go see The King and I in L.A., or do you want to go see Fun Home? There's a difference between magnificence and depression. It's not about being sexual. It's not about being homosexual or anything else. It's just that, why does it have to be front and center? Where's that value of privacy? Just me musing out loud. If I could, I would go back to the 30s so I could grow up in the 40s and the 50s. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog lube is something that once you start using it on your weapon, you will be able to tell a difference with it when you go to the range. Check them out, froglube.com. A club at a taxpayer-funded university in Florida advocates violence against political conservatives and trains members in a leftist fight club open to everyone but Republicans. The group is called Knights for Socialism, and though there are hundreds like it in college campuses across the country, it appears to be in a class of its own for openly threatening violence. Judicial Watch obtained records under Florida's Sunshine Law about the group, which is operating at the University of Central Florida, a publicly funded institution in Orlando with an enrollment of about 55,000. The club's mission is to establish a new society based on socialism in which democracy is extended from politics to the economy and where production of goods and services is based on human need instead of private profit. They describe themselves as a coalition of Marxists, Leninists, anarchists, and democratic socialists and assures no discrimination shall be made on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, age, disability, marital status, sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, or veteran status. The Knights for Socialism claims in its college club application form that all students are welcome to join because we are all comrades. However, in social media posts promoting their leftist self-defense classes, they state this event is open to everyone and anyone except Republicans. Is there like a mark on a Republican or something? In the records obtained by Judicial Watch, the university includes a cover letter noting that the Knights for Socialism has not yet been formally approved by the administration, which is still reviewing the application. This organization has only recently submitted their materials to become a registered student organization. They are not yet an officially recognized registered student organization. These documents have not been reviewed or approved by the Office of Student Involvement. But they are quite active on the campus. And they have utilized social media to promote their violent and hateful leftist powwows. The news site of a group dedicated to exposing bias and abuse at the nation's college campuses has published the alarming details. At a recent Knights for Socialism workshop, the UCF club taught left-wing students to bash the fash, or to beat up Republicans, with a leftist fight club. That was open to everyone but Republicans. A social media event page read like this. In response to the record number of hate crimes against Latinas, immigrants, Muslims, women, and the LGBTQIA plus community. What is the IA? I mean, just keeps getting longer and longer. Jews, African Americans, and other minorities since the rise of Donald Trump and the other alt-right neo-Nazis, Knights for Socialism, has decided to host a series of self-defense clinics for anyone who wants to learn how to bash the fash. There, an amateur boxer offered hand-to-hand combat techniques at the leftist self-defense event to teach socialist students how to protect themselves from hate crimes by those who sympathize with Donald Trump and other alt-right neo-Nazis. Wouldn't the mainstream, fake-stream legacy media be reporting on this if this was actually happening? Isn't it every time I hear about one of these supposed hate crimes against one of these supposed victim groups? Doesn't that always prove to be a lie? A fraud? Women were specifically urged to attend because a rise in sexual violence is expected during the Trump presidency. In their promotional material, they say, ladies, the commander-in-chief is a sexual predator and a rapist. He has normalized sexual assault, and it is expected that sexual violence against women is going to skyrocket in the next 12 months. Please join us. There will be other women there for you to spar against. They promoted their event with an illustration of a Nazi soldier getting kicked in the stomach, presumably by a socialist. A large swastika hangs over their head with the following messages. Kick their, rhymes with pass, and stop the alt-right. Okay. Okay, let me explain something to you college students, okay? From the time I was 13, and I'm not alone, I'm not anything special, but from the time I was 13 till the time I was 30, I trained and learned how to hurt my fellow man. And I trained with the best. I didn't train with somebody that was supplied by some Leninists, okay? They would actually just show up and by some amateur boxer. I was trained by professionals, like a lot of people I know. I know a lot of people today that train with professionals. This is all fine and good while you're on college campus. That's fine. But you're going to come out one day into the real world. And this kind of weak nonsense is going to get you knocked to your knees. And that's in the best circumstance. If you think you're going to bash the fash, if you think I'm a fascist or anybody's a fascist because we voted for Donald Trump, you may find yourself staring down what looks like to be a drain pipe, except it's going to be a gun barrel. I do not default to violence. I don't like violence. I don't like hurting people. It is not good to hurt people. If you're taking delight in hurting people, if you think that's the way to go, that's fine. That will take you a certain distance, and then it's going to fail you. Because then you're going to run into trouble. And when you find the trouble, you're not going to be able to disengage from the trouble fast enough. And that's what you have to understand. This is not a game for some people. This is not something where you get to be 5-on-1 and kick the tar out of them or something else. That's called disparity of force, which is a justification for lethal force. And you guys are in Florida. You're in the gunshine state. So I don't know if you're going to go off campus and practice any of that stupidity. I would recommend that you don't. Maybe you could go to college and, I don't know, learn to be a veterinarian or an accountant or a nuclear scientist or something else and stop doing all of this social nonsense. Because some of it can get you hurt. Permanently hurt. And, you just haven't found it yet. We'll be right back.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. It makes that weapon much more combat effective. Try it out, froglube.com. I'm told repeatedly that I really shouldn't talk too much about abortion. Except I look at abortion and I see the same thing that I see in Chicago with shooting. Let me explain. 8 months after Cree Irwin Shepherd died following a perfectly safe abortion at Planned Parenthood in Kalamazoo, Michigan, the Calhoun County Medical Examiner finally produced a death certificate. Although an autopsy revealed she suffered a uterine perforation, likely during the abortion or the subsequent placement of an IUD, Ms. Irwin Shepherd's death has been labeled an accident and blamed on methadone. Suspiciously, but not surprisingly, the most important parts of her death certificate have been redacted. What we definitely know about Ms. Irwin Shepherd, thanks to the work of Operation Rescue and Michigan pro-life activist Lynn Mills, this was a 24-year-old factory worker, the mother of one son. She had an abortion at Planned Parenthood in Kalamazoo on June the 30th. Abortionist Laura Castleman wrote a prescription for pain pills after the abortion and IUD placement. That was apparently never filled. Suffering from terrible abdominal pain, she was taken to the emergency room at Bronson Battle Creek Hospital on July the 2nd and later released. She stayed at her mother's house, where she was found dead on the morning of July the 4th. The medical examiner's redactions and the blame the victim cause of death certainly suggest that someone in Calhoun County was trying to protect Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider. I guess because they do such fine work as women's health centers. I am dying to find one woman that has gone there to have her sprained ankle looked at, or a mammogram, cortisone shot, you know, the tilted pelvis thing, you know, any of that stuff, shingles, something. But that's not what they do there. But that's what they're telling us. That's what they're telling us there. They're women's health centers. Backbone of the community. People who die because of having an abortion is a fairly, it happens on a basis that shouldn't be happening based upon what we know about the science, but it only rarely becomes public knowledge. In November 2016, the Centers for Disease Control reported that abortion rates had fallen to the lowest level since before Roe v. Wade legalized the deadly procedure in 1973. And that was very, very, very good news. But they also reported bad news that women continue to die from legal abortion. And, of course, we know this is true, but the numbers are somewhat surprising. The report noted that four women died from legal abortion in 2012, but the only one most of us in pro-life were aware of was Tanya Reeves, who died after a botched second trimester abortion at another Planned Parenthood, this one in the Chicago area. The nation's largest abortion business paid the young woman's family, including her young son, more than $2 million for taking her life. Who were the other three that died from that procedure? We don't know. They reported two deaths from 2011, and we were not aware of these either. 2010, 10 women died at the hands of abortionists, and yet we knew only of Alexandra Nunez, a 37-year-old mother of four who died after an abortion in Queens. The eight abortion deaths in 2009 included Karnamaya Monger, killed by notorious abortionist Kermit Gosnell, now serving life in federal prison. Another was Ying Chen, a 30-year-old woman who died from a reaction to anesthesia during a second trimester abortion in a filthy California acupuncture clinic that doubled as an abortion center. And that leaves six women whose deaths we do not know about. In 2008, there was 12 abortion deaths, and we don't know anything about any of them. The number of women killed by legal abortion has dropped significantly since the early days of Roe v. Wade, when 108 women died between 1973 and 1977. And when compared to the millions of abortions performed during those years, the fraction of women who died along with their children is very, very small. But what is an acceptable number for death for elective surgery? Because that's what it is. How many deaths are too many? Some of these women had other children. They were already there, and they left those behind. What if one of those women was your wife or your daughter or your sister? Would you be happy and consoled by the fact that millions of women live through this procedure all the time? The truth is that women have died from legal abortion every single year since Roe v. Wade. And while the report covers 2013, it does not list abortion deaths for that year. But here's what we know. In February 2013, late-term abortionist Leroy Carhart performed an abortion at 33 weeks on Jennifer Morbelli in Maryland. She and her daughter, whom doctors warned would suffer from a seizure disorder, wound up buried together when the abortion proved fatal to both. That same month, also in Maryland, 38-year-old Maria Santiago died 2 days after a first trimester abortion. And we know about them. What about, was there anybody else? 2014, we know Lakeisha Wilson died after a second trimester abortion in Cleveland. Where were the others? We don't know anything about anything recorded in 2015. Will the eventual CDC report show that women did indeed die from that? Two women died in 2016, both in July, Ms. Erwin Shepherd and Jamie Lee Morales. Ms. Morales, 30 of Buffalo, bled to death after a second trimester abortion in Queens. Will the future CDC report reveal more tragedy than that? And this is an overarching problem with this procedure. We don't know the truth about it. It is one of the most common elective surgeries, and the American public has a right to know how many women are dying and why from this safe and legal procedure. Judging from the amount of time it took the medical examiner in Calhoun County to produce a death certificate for Mr. Erwin Shepherd and the truth it covered up with black boxes, we may never reach a time in this country when the medical establishment and the media will tell the truth about that procedure. That is a targeted procedure, by the way, Black America, Latin America. It's targeted. It's targeted at you. It's targeted at the poor. All of you that are told that you're victims, then they victimize you. That's why I'm concerned about it. Are you concerned about it? One more time, I hand this back to Genesis Communications. When we get back, we're going to talk about a secret list coming out of New York State. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Outstanding. I very rarely have a week where I didn't have an internet issue, where I get to do the whole week, and thankfully I've got to do it today, this week. Outstanding. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought, where did it go? Is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. This is something that when you use it on your weapon, you're going to see a marked increase in the productivity of that weapon, if you will, and the efficiency of that weapon. Check them out, froglube.com. One of the things that gun grabbers and anti-constitutionalists like to do is they like to compile lists. They like to compile lists in order to make a segment of society prohibited for this or prohibited for that. Civil rights attorney Paloma A. Capana recently released the statistics on the New York State Mental Hygiene Law 9.46 secret reporting from 2013 to 2016, showing that more than 85,000 reports made from medical providers to the New York State Office of Mental Health at the New York State Department of Criminal Justice Services. These were obtained through the New York State Public Officers Law, show secret reports have been made in every county of the state every year since the SAFE Act was launched in 2013. They flow from doctors to OMH to DCJS to the New York State Police. Capana says the secret reports effectively criminalize those who seek mental health and medical services. Here is why it's stupid to report mental health records to any agency that has anything to do, especially with Democrats. Nicholas S. Castellano submitted the FOIL. He said, to learn that more than 85,000 reports were secretly made by doctors against their New York patients since 2013 puts Governor Cuomo at the top of the list previously headed by Joe McCarthy. By the way, Cuomo wants to run for president. This is why Obamacare needs to be turned away. And this is why it doesn't need to be replaced, because it creates lists. The secret reporting program puts the New York State Police in every examination room in the state. Nobody should make any mistakes about that one. And of those reported to New York State, only a handful of handgun license holders have been notified of the secret reports during court cases. There is no notification requirement as part of the MHL 9.46. The report is not part of patient medical records, and the state agencies in possession of the reports refuse to release them even to the individual. Capana also released the original FOIL, all of which were denied except for the one data set. She said, "We will continue to fight to obtain all of the requested information." Capana represents clients in federal, state, and local courts fighting against systematic false reporting of involuntary commitment and added additional reporting under the SAFE Act. Among the decisions currently pending are the records, if any, of more than 2,000 individuals who submitted FOIL requests to the New York State Police for any records it may be harboring against them from medical providers. Capana previously won the case of Robinson versus Cuomo for the release of the numbers of firearms registered under the assault weapons ban, including an award of attorney's fees and costs against the state. She says, "I will not rest until the secret reporting system is shut down and everyone reported into it is notified." Democrats all over this state are going to be shocked at what Governor Cuomo has done to their rights to privacy and under HIPAA, when they get notified that they, too, are in this secret criminal database. This has nothing to do with gun rights and everything to do with civil rights, which, by the way, are gun rights. You know, civil rights are gun rights are civil rights. So, you know, fine. Semantically, I get you. This is bad. This is a very dangerous thing to be doing, state governments. This is a very dangerous thing to be doing. You're out there and you're doing it and you don't understand. Hey, let me explain something to you. It's just simple math, really. You don't have enough resources to stop a civil uprising. But by targeting people, you're going to cause something to happen which may lead to a civil uprising. So while you're sitting in your ivory towers in your suits with your, you know, your collar bars and your very nice neckties on and everything else, understand this. That's an illusion. That's a facade. Yes, it's nice. Nice wool, you know, all that other good stuff. But if you make enough people mad at you, if you make your populace, your constituents, your population mad at you, they will come for you. It may not have happened yet. And you may be like, well, you know, we have iPhones now and we have Uber. And no, that'll never happen because we're so advanced. No, we're not. We really aren't. We are not that advanced. Nobody likes getting out there. Look, if you have a mental illness, okay, and I'd be very interested to find out, and I'm going to be talking to the guys at Arbalist about this one. I'd be very interested to find out whether or not people, you know, let's I've used this as an example before. Let's say you're a 69-year-old man. You've been married to the same woman for 40 years. She dies. You're liable to be a little depressed about that. You may have a little trouble sleeping. What happens if you go to your doctor and say, you know, since my wife died, I have trouble sleeping. Can you give me something? I'm a little depressed. I just want to sleep. Is he going to be reported to the New York State secret police lists? Gun grabbers do not need information. They should be denied information at all costs. Mental health records, no business. If you're adjudicated by a judge to have a gun buying disability, that is one thing altogether. And if that's what they want, that's fine. But if you're being treated till you are adjudicated, I'm sorry. If we're going to take mental health, now, if you want to take mental health treatment seriously, first things first, tell me the path back to having all of your rights when you go into for that treatment. Is there going to be one? Or are you going to be sick for the rest of your life? Because you're not going to be if you're treated, unless it's very severe. But we don't have mental health treatment anymore. We just have drugs. We have drugs. Psychiatrists could do a really good job if there were more of them, but we have drugs, and you're not going to have anybody going for psychiatric or psychological help if they're going to get penalized and put on some secret list, and then that just exacerbates the problem. This was one of the centralization of records was one of the things that Obamacare was wanting to do, to where they could start this cross-referenced sort of scheme where they could throw your name out there, say, Bob Smith, guns, Prozac, rifle, psychiatrist trip, shotgun, involuntary commitment. They do that cross-reference check. They find out, one, that you own a gun, and two, that you've had one of those things flit across your day. They may be coming for you. They may be coming for your gun. All because you sought treatment. You would seek treatment. It's, you know, seeking treatment for mental health should be as easy as it is to seek treatment for a broken arm. There should be just the same stigma attached to it. Especially in today's world with all of the psychotropic drugs floating around and all the other nonsense and the participation trophies and everything, we have set so many people up to fail. It is pathetic. But starting these little secret lists, that leads the way to a bunch of pitchforks and torches getting lit, Governor. Are you wanting to be the one that oversees that one? We'll be back again on Monday. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.